Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking to the powerlifters out there, and specifically we're talking about utilizing time during sessions to get the most out of the session. The way I see it is the entire amount of time that you are going to dedicate yourself to your training session should be used up as much as possible. See, in business, running gyms, especially like small gyms, there's a concept where obviously because we're not multinational companies and we don't have huge financial backings as small gym owners, we are forced to take on small spaces, 100, 150, 200, 250 square meters or so. And compared to like a big chain gym, that's not a big amount of space, right? So what we have to do is become resourceful, really, really resourceful, and not waste any space and not have any dead space. We should be able to get a use out of every square meter of a facility. So we start getting really creative with how we place equipment around. And that in of itself even created a sort of movement in equipment manufacturing where manufacturers started to realize that this is a demand as, micro gyms started to pop up more and more around the world, powerlifting gyms, strength and conditioning gyms, small studios and so on and so forth. And they understood that the owners of these gyms want to maximize efficiency. So even a lot of equipment that was created are equipment that take up much less footprint. Not only that, they fulfill more purposes than just one, right? You may see like a yoke that can also double up as a squat stand, right? Like a squat rack. That's just an example, right? There's plenty of things like that. So the same concept for me applies, the same concept of efficiency, the same concept of milking as much as possible from every bit of time available during training. That's what I'm looking for. And really, if you want to get somewhere and you want to get somewhere faster, that's what you should be doing. So let me explain what I mean. Typically, what do you see and what do you, listening to this, do after you finish a set in your training? Typically, we sit down, we open up our phones, and we scroll through Instagram, especially any strength athletes listening to. So the strongman or powerlifting, especially speaking, right? Bodybuilders tend to be a little bit less guilty of this because the nature of the workout is much more fast-paced. Rest periods are a little bit shorter. Sometimes, especially depending on which school of bodybuilding you're from, you will speed up the rest periods and maybe even do supersets, et cetera, right? But talking specifically to the powerlifters out there, what do? We do a set of 5 reps on the squat, barely break a sweat, sit down, and start to scroll through Instagram for 3 to 5 minutes before doing the next set again. And so an hour and a half to 2 hours will pass and we'll only have done about 20 minutes of actual work, right? Because there's so much dead space in between. Now, let me tell you how you can multiply the amount of time that you spend at the gym just by utilizing the rest periods that you have. Let's first establish something and let's agree. When you're scrolling through Instagram, you're not achieving anything, right? It doesn't help you in any way in being able to fulfill your training and really push through to the next level, right? And can we understand and can we agree collectively that the purpose of the training, when the reason why we train, is to get to the next stage, is to consistently progress, yeah? Consistently improve. That is the reason why we are there. Literally, it is the reason why we go to training, is to get better at squatting, get better at bench press, deadlift, and everything that comes along with that, right? So that means being able to move better, having better mobility that's specific for the lifts. It means having better confidence, you know, the mental aspect of the game, because it's not just about lifting. And then crumbling when, for example, competition comes, or crumbling as soon as you start getting really close to a PB and you just get super anxious, super agitated, and you just can't get it done. You choke. There's no point in that either, right? And it's about just overall developing our craft, yeah? So we all agree on that. And we can all agree on a logical sense that scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Facebook doesn't do any of those things, okay? So what can we do here? How can we utilize more of our time? The time when we're doing our set and our reps is, well, time being well spent because we're actually doing the work. Here's just a couple of things. Here are just a couple of things you can do in between sets to squeeze even more juice out of your training. First of all, mobility drills and any other movement-related drills that you normally would do. So a lot of us, I mean, this was a huge, you know, borderline epidemic, you know, like just 5, 6, 7 years ago, where people would come into the gym and would foam roll for damn near an hour before touching any weights. Thankfully, over time, that has reduced, but it's still, you know, pretty prevalent. So instead of spending excessive amounts of time trying to gain mobility, what you can do is begin by actually doing the movement. So you got squats for today? Good. Start squatting, but with an empty bar. Start squatting with an empty bar. And in between your warm-up sets, instead of sitting down, which is what most people do again, they do a warm-up set. They sit down or they have a chat with somebody or whatever, they distract themselves. Do your mobility drills in between the set. So, just as a very crude, simple example, let's say you need to do some calf stretches and some particular hip mobility exercise that you've got, that you normally do before you begin your training, okay? What you can do is start with an empty bar on the squat, do 10, 12 reps, and then do your hip mobility drill and your calf stretches. Then do your next warm-up set, 60 kilos for 8 reps or whatever it is that you do. Then do the same mobility drills again, and then do your next set. What does this do? First of all, it obviously saves you time because it now fills up the dead space, the dead time, right? And the other thing that it does is it increases the efficiency of the mobility drills that you're doing, the movement drills, the movement preps that you're doing. Why? Because you are doing the movement prep and then immediately or in a very short period of time, applying that to the lift, applying the newfound mobility, range of motion, the new movement pattern you've just warmed up on, etc., to the actual lift directly, instead of having done it 45 minutes ago with a bunch of other movement and mobility drills. And by now, a lot of it, if not all of it, has just diminished. Okay, so this way you can dramatically increase the efficiency of those actual warm-up drills. Because the other thing that also happens is through doing the warm-up sets and then the drills and then back to the warm-up sets and then the drills, you're actually increasing your rate of just work, right? You're moving around more. You're just generally being more active. What that does is it actually warms you up. Like it literally, physically warms you up. It increases the core temperature, increases the temperature around the joints, and so on. All the things that need to be happening. So by the time you reach your top set, you're actually much more ready to go. You feel much better. If you haven't tried it, try it and you'll see what I mean. Now, this does not mean that you rush through your warm-up set and like you just do one weight after another. Like you do bar 60, 100, 140, 180, and so on until you get to your top set of squats. No. If you, because you've just come into the gym and you need to warm up, and this is what you're doing as part of your warm up, you're doing the actual movement, you can take your time and should take your time doing more sets, as many sets as needed until you're warmed up. So if you do 100 kilos on the squat, you know, and your top set's 200, and it just didn't feel quite right, didn't feel quite good, you still don't have the range in the joints, you don't feel too crash hot about that, do it again. Do 100 again. Do it 100 again. And a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Do it as many times as you need to feel like, okay, now I can go to 140. You know, and then do 140 a couple of times if you have to until you feel like, okay, now I can go to 180 and so on. So you take your time in that regards. And the movement itself combined with the mobility drills becomes the warm-up. And you feel much, much better by the time you reach the top set because you get going and you're applying the movement directly, you're applying the movement drills directly to the movement itself, the exercise itself. So that's one. Second thing is, this is very, very important, is you can use that dead space, that dead time, that downtime to dramatically increase your confidence over the long term. So there's obviously a lot of different ways, a lot of different things you can do to improve confidence, visualization, a journal, et cetera, et cetera, right? But one simple thing that you should be doing all the time is identifying the things that you did well and telling yourself that you did that thing well. This is very important. To recognize, look, we as human beings, human nature, we tend to remember things that went wrong or negative things much easier, and we tend to replay those in our minds much more readily than positive things and things that went well, okay? So things that went negatively, we tend to remember and replay more easily than things that went well, things that we did well, things that, you know, places and situations where we did a good thing, where we, you know, should be congratulating ourselves, where anybody else would congratulate us, even if it's the smallest thing. So start getting into the habit of doing that for yourself. When you sit down, when you do your set, sit down and think, oh, okay, like on that set, I was really consistent with depth. I was having some depth issues in the past, but on that one, I really nailed it. I think I'm getting this. That's really good. And I think I feel point at which I'm hitting depth. I'm becoming more aware of it now. Or, you know, I'm holding my brace really well now in the deadlift. I feel like I'm just locked in place and just pushing the earth away with my legs. Like I'm leg pressing the earth away. And it's feeling amazing. Keeping the bar closed, that set was really good. And I feel like I'm getting the hang of it more and more. Things like this, these are the types of conversations you need to be having with yourself. And you watch the effect that it has for you over the long term. There is nothing more important than increasing your confidence. And let me tell you guys and girls, nobody is going to do it as well as you're going to do it for yourself. Should you be fortunate enough for a good coach to come along that you have, you know, access to, that builds your confidence, then you should stick to that coach forever and ever. But that's a, you know, outside chance. It is up to you to develop that confidence and build yourself up. And you should do that consistently, routinely. Every time you finish a set, there's something positive to take away from that. Tell yourself that thing positive. Doesn't matter how small. It doesn't matter how small. Relate back to what you were trying to improve on, what you improved on in this one, in this set that you just did, in this session that you're doing, etc. Are you being more focused than usual? Do you feel great? Is your energy good? Did you keep the bar close? Did you execute a particular technique really well that you've been wanting to do, etc., etc.? Do it all the time. The other thing you should be doing is taking that rest period, sit down, close your eyes in a corner where you won't be disturbed, and visualize the next set you're going to do. Visualize it in a competition environment, preferably with people around, if you compete, if you're listening to this and you compete or you intend on competing, that's what you should be doing. If you don't intend on competing and you don't compete, that's fine. Just visualize yourself doing it in the gym. Visualize doing it properly, setting up correctly, getting under the bar if it's a squat, picking the pick out, the step out, the brace, the descend, the ascend, the smile on your face when you finish it perfectly and you put it back, and that feeling that you get in your body when you do it correctly. Do it again and again. Do it 10 times before you go to do the next set. So the next set is your 11th rep of that weight, okay, for the day. That's what you should be doing. These are the things that accumulate over the course of months and years compared to your opponent, your other competitors who you're going to be facing in competition, who when they do a set, they just sit down, have a chat with everybody else, play on their phone, and then they go to do the next set. They just go through the motions, okay? And then they think about things after the session when it's a little bit too late, because you can't apply now. It's too late. We do that all the time, right? You do that all the time. You finish a session, you're thinking about it on the drive home, you're thinking about it at home when you're watching TV, blah, blah, blah. You're thinking about what you should have done, what you will do next time, etc. But if you had thought about it then and there at the gym, you would be able to apply that thought that you're having right now to the next set immediately and gotten feedback immediately. And now you have to wait for the next session. And then you're going to do it in the next session and you have to wait for the next session. So you're always behind. And the final thing you should be doing during those rest periods is actually looking back on your videos of the set that you just did, because everybody records themselves these days, which is a good thing. And you should be critiquing yourself honestly. Okay, what do I need to focus on the next set? What did I do good in this set? First of all, again, congratulate yourself. Have a look at the good stuff. Have a look at the positives and remember them and point them out and congratulate yourself. And then say, okay, what are we going to improve on the next set? Have a look. Did you not hit depth? Be honest with yourself. Did you not brace well? Be honest with yourself. Is the weight too heavy? Do you need to decrease it? Critique it. Analyze it. If you have a coach, call the coach over. Get him to have a look. Ask questions about it. Find out about it. Like, start being involved instead of just sitting down, going through Instagram, going through Facebook, talking to people, and just like leaving things to almost to chance. It's just like you're doing the bare minimum. You're just turning up to a session, doing your sets and your reps, and then you're leaving. Well, everybody does that, right? Everybody who's as serious as you are does that. What does the person in the next level and the next level do? Do those things. Start thinking that way if you want to get to the next level and you want to get there faster. These are the types of things that I used to do and I still do. And I recommend all my clients and athletes, lifters, who are, especially those who are serious, in regards to just wanting to get improvements, you know, make improvements, but especially if they're a little bit more serious in regards to competition. Guys, I hope that helps out. Those are tips you can use immediately, right now, in your next session, and you'll start to feel the difference. Just give it a crack for 8 to 10 weeks. You'll see the difference. If you found this helpful, share it around. Good karma for you. And it helps boost the ratings of the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. If you're a powerlifter out there who needs some coaching, whether short-term or long-term, reach out. Either email me, amir@adonisathletics.com.au, or just hit me up on Instagram @the_sportperformancecoach. Until next time.